This is Fresh Air. Some of the all-time greats of rock and roll are with us for the holidays, courtesy of our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward. For starters, a traditional tune arranged by Booker T and the MGs.
What is it about rock and roll and Christmas? Here you've got this incredibly rebellious, authority-defying, parent-hating, nasty music, and yet when you start going through its past, you realize that it's built up a catalog of Christmas music second only to the Lutheran Church. In the early days, of course, a lot of black groups and singers released records at Christmas to see if they couldn't beat the sales record of Charles Brown's classic, Merry Christmas, Baby.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Give me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I'm living in paradise.
None of them could, of course, and the song remains one of the best-selling rhythm and blues records of all time. And I suppose it's no surprise that Colonel Parker would have had Elvis record a Christmas album in 1957, nor is it any surprise that this rewrite of Teddy Bear was on it.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea.
What was a surprise was the deeply reverent second side of the album.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars by.
It's worth getting for Elvis's version of Peace in the Valley alone. Of course, once rock and roll was an established fact in the late 50s, all manner of garbage started flowing, frankly commercial and sometimes memorable.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Who could forget Bobby Helms? And who hasn't tried? Hey, I could have played you Mamacita, Donde es Santa Claus, another 50s ghost of Christmas past. But it was the 60s, when you'd figure that most people would rather be smoking the Christmas tree than rocking around it, that produced some of the oddest rock and roll Christmas records. The godfather of soul, James Brown, released not one, but two Christmas albums, the first of which contains this masterpiece.
Hi, everybody. This is James Brown. This is a very, very unusual way to come to you. But I gotta start by saying thanks. Thanks for such a wonderful year. Not only to you, to God, number one, to you, number two, and for all the wonderful things. You know, when I look at a beautiful day, I say,
let's
God is happy.
Make this Christmas be something this year.
It goes on like that for a long time. Poor James. This year for Christmas, he got 6 years in jail. Let's hope Santa brings him an appeal strategy. Across the Atlantic, the Beatles proved that they were softies around the holiday season, too. Even though they never released a Christmas song per se, their fan club got to enjoy personalized greetings every year in the form of a special record.
All my trouble seems so far away. Now it looks as though we're here to stay. I believe in yesterday.
Don't forget, Christmas is coming. Oh, that reminds me. Let's do a Christmas record.
Let's do a Christmas record.
Yeah, what should we say?
That's a good idea.
Ad-lib. We've got to thank everyone. Remember to thank.
Yeah, thank
you. You can't ad-lib too much because,
well,
you know, you miss.
Start,
well, thank you, Johnny. It's been nice to know you.
Got to thank everyone for all the presents this year.
Yes. And,
all for buying the records.
Yeah, especially the chewed-up pieces of chewing gum and the playing cards made out of knickers.
On behalf of John and I, George speaking, I'd like to thank you for all the Christmas cards and presents and birthday cards and presents and everything, too.
That was part of the 1965 message, and the records, like the Beatles, got weirder as time went on. And speaking of weird, here's a Christmas record by the very last person you'd ever expect to have made one. Jimi Hendrix mixing together The Little Drummer Boy, Silent Night, and Auld Lang Syne. This is just a fraction of the rock and roll Christmas music that's out there, and I'm sure you'll hear plenty more of it before the season's over. Sure, some of it was written to make money, but plenty of it, I bet, was created purely and simply out of the good feelings that seem to be in the air at this time of year.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. This is Fresh Air.